Empower Radio presents The Butterfly Moment. It's the classic quantum leap in personal growth. Now here are your hosts for The Butterfly Moment, John Schulter and Carrie Hall on Empower Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to The Butterfly Moment, the show that knows that we are all too blessed to be stressed. My name is John Schulter.
And I'm Carrie Hall.
We are both life coaches, dedicated to creating a quantum leap in our clients' lives, dedicated to empower our clients when they face challenges, and dedicated to create accountability so that they get things done. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 586-997-HELP. That's 586-997-HELP. Or visit us at our website of butterflylifecoach.com. Or you can also find us on the Empower Radio website. Well, I'm very excited today to introduce a very, very dynamic lady. I think we've been friends for almost 2 years. And she's here to inspire you, to motivate you, and to offer a unique entrepreneurial opportunity. And I'm going to have Carrie.
Hey, Maria. How are you?
Hi.
So good to see you.
So good to be here.
I'm going to talk a little bit about our friend Maria. Maria Savoy grew up in a small town in northern Wisconsin. She lived with an abusive father. She was married at the age of 21 and had four children by the age of 31. She was divorced at the age of 33. Struggling to financially support her children and find her purpose, Maria started her own business in the publishing world in 2009, despite the economic turndown at that time. A true inspiration, Maria Savoy decided not to let her life circumstances define who she is. And today, Maria is a successful business owner in the publishing industry and offers licensing opportunities for others to own their own publishing businesses. We're going to find out a little bit more about that. Maria is a business coach, a motivational speaker, who speaks to the empowerment of women and how life circumstances do not have to define who you are. Maria Savoy is a writer, an author. She's currently writing a book that we would love to hear more about. And Maria attributes her strength to forge ahead to her mom, Deanne. Maria said, "You will never find a stronger woman going through her own adversities than my mom. She taught me well." Wow, Maria, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, I get goosebumps.
So do I.
You talk about my mom.
Oh, how sweet.
First of all, I want to thank you both for having me. I am so incredibly grateful to be here.
Oh, my gosh, we're so excited to have you.
And hear
about Ideas Magazine.
Yes.
Wow, what does that mean, and how do you spell it?
Ideas, E-Y-D-I-S. I actually came across the name when I was looking up the names of warrior women, which is what the magazine is all about. Mm-hmm. Sensational, wonderful warrior women. And it, she's a guardian spirit and the giver of good fortune and gifts.
Okay.
And I thought, how perfect, right? To name it Ideas. It used to be MY Magazine, but it's kind of evolved into this, which is more empowerment, wellness, health, for women.
Wonderful. Wow.
Yeah. Well,
and how can our guests see your magazine? How can they get a hold of it?
I actually have a digital turn-by-turn on ideasmagazine.com, and Ideas is spelled E-Y-D-I-S.
E-Y-D-I-S.
Mm-hmm. Magazine.com. And you
awesome.
Can click on current issue, and you can currently see what's out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just want to say it is a beautiful magazine.
Thank you.
I mean, just aesthetically pleasing, but your content is amazing. I love it.
My content is to inspire others. And I have to say that your husband, John.
Oh, Maria, I was.
Is a writer for me.
Well, I. Now.
As a life coach in there. And it is one of the most popular, well read articles in the whole magazine.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yes. I'm his inspiration, Maria.
Yeah, I agree with that. Thank you for that opportunity. It's just wonderful. You know, what I'm going to do is keep every article and put it into a book, kind of leverage it. So it really motivates me to. get focused, think about, you know, what I want to share, and just do it.
Yes.
Just
Ask the Life Coach by John Shalter.
Right.
In Ideas
and
Magazine.
You know, I am all about helping others, as you are. You know, we're all of like minds, and we want to help others in ways that we would make the most sense, and that's what this is about.
I've got a question.
Yes.
How does a mother with four kids make the transition into business, into publication, into speaking? How did that happen?
I don't know.
Do you sleep?
Do I sleep?
Now, wait a minute. There had to be a butterfly moment somewhere in there, right?
There is. Okay. There is. I actually was working for a radio station, and it was in 2009 when I was working for the station. And every time I went to and from the radio station, I would listen to The Secret. And I would learn how to manifest exactly what I want. So in, you know, from probably 2008 to 2009, I would listen to it like every single day. And it's a 40-minute drive each way, right? So that's a lot
of
time.
Great.
And I would think about and get very, very clear on what I wanted.
It really spoke to you.
And that's how I could manifest exactly what I wanted to do. So in 2009, I took the jump and I thought, you know what? I'm going to do this. Now, my children are a little bit older. I have a 30-year-old daughter and a grandbaby. And a wonderful son-in-law. And then a 27-year-old son, 24-year-old daughter, and 20-year-old son. And I started this 6 years ago. So, you know, Reese and Jen were still in the house.
Exactly.
But
they grew up on this.
Yes. So, you know, it was all about for me just manifesting what I really wanted to do. And when you start a business that helps others, it can't help but to succeed. And that's the way it is. So if you do things for the right reason, good things happen.
How would you describe the publication? I mean, what genre is it? Is it, you know, self-improvement? Is it about spirituality?
So it is exactly about that. It's about manifesting. It's about health and wellness, both traditional and holistic.
Right.
And it's about articles to empower and inspire others when they when they're reading it. I happen to be a spiritual person. I know that others don't necessarily look at it the same way I do. So that's not what this is about. It is about goodness and kindness and manifesting what you want in your life and showing people maybe perhaps another way to think, you know, than the negative and the, you know, the reason I started this whole thing was I had moved to the Detroit area and with the downfall in 2009, everything was negative. You turned on the TV, the radio, and it was everything that was wrong with the world, right? So I wanted to come up with something that would make people feel good. You know, sit down, have a glass of wine, cup of coffee, read something that makes sense, that's good.
You were really inspired
to give people,
give back some positivity in the world.
Now, Maria, I heard you speak at our Butterfly Symposium.
Yes.
And you had a very unique sharing, you know, about your background.
Yes.
Could you talk a little bit about that?
Sure.
Okay.
So I grew up in a home with a very abusive father, and that's never fun. And, you know, when you do that, you become a different kind of person. You find strength in other ways. One of my strengths that I found is in watching my mom overcome her adversities in getting through what she needed to do, but also to protect us. So you see that kind of strength growing up. It's instilled in you. You learn how to do it. So, you know, when I was 16, they divorced, and that was a good thing, and he went away. So that was always, that's always nice. But I have to tell you, I have a very strong faith, as I'd mentioned, but and really, that's what gets me through and what got me through what I went through when I was younger.
Right.
But I will tell you, there is a butterfly moment at the age of 19 that I would like to share with you. My mom had remarried. and followed somewhat the same pattern. So I wasn't real close with him,
right.
But when I was going to college, I worked two jobs at a hospital and at a nursing home. And at this nursing home, his mother was admitted with Alzheimer's. I really didn't know her, didn't know much about her, but we connected when I was there. And sometimes she knew me as Maria, and sometimes she knew me as that girl. And she was there. I don't recall how long she was there. But I got to know the family better, and I loved Freddie, her daughter. Oh, just love her. And when the time came for hospice, she had to have people overnight throughout. So I stayed overnight in the hospital with her for the last nights. And the last day, she kept asking for me and wanting me to come. And they knew she was asking for me, because sometimes I was that girl and sometimes I was Maria.
Uh-huh.
So I did come, and finally, and Freddie said, "Maria, she's been trying to talk to you all day. She wants you." And I walked in and I said, "Bert, I'm here. Don't worry." You know, and I took her hand and we sat down and we talked. And she said, "I have to tell you, I'm really scared. I don't know where I'm going. And I'm 19 years old. I don't know where she's going either, really." I mean, you know. And I just looked at her, and I don't even know where this came from, but I just said, she said, "I hadn't lived the best life." And I just said, "Bert, I'm telling you that my God's a forgiving God. And if you believe, then I know exactly where you're going, and so do you."
Yeah.
And she said, "Oh, thank you." And I said, "But will you do me a favor? When you're there, will you watch over me? Because I have a feeling I might need it in life."
Oh, my God.
And I smiled at her, and she said, "I sure will." And she died.
Wow.
Right there, eyes open, hands relaxed. And that moment for me was a "Oh my gosh" moment at 19,
right,
where I knew I had helped somebody. I knew I was able to help somebody. And that's what I take forward with me, and knowing that, you know, you can help people in all different ways.
Yeah. You know what I found in working with coaching clients is that in your lifetime, you can have several butterfly moments. You know, originally it was just the idea that the caterpillar, who's, you know, this clumsy kind of worm going into the cocoon, and eventually has this moment that says, "I'm not a caterpillar.
Right.
I'm a butterfly. I'm one of the most beautiful insects on earth."
And that was kind of my moment, I think.
And best of all, I can fly. But I used to think that this was just one moment, but over your life, you know, you have a lot of aha moments that really get you to a different place where you say, "I can do this. I can do this."
Maria, was there another moment? I've heard you speak before, and you're so good and so inspirational.
Oh,
was there another
you.
Moment that involved, I think, your mom and buy a truck and maybe your dad? And it was kind of a moment where you got your voice.
Oh, yes. My father was going to shoot my mother. And had a gun and held it, and I stepped in front of it and just basically told him that if he was going to kill her, he was going to have to kill me as well. And he didn't. I'm still here. She's still here. But that just shows the kind of life that people live when they, you know, live in such adversity. And that your life doesn't have to define you. And I talk about that four-letter F word, F-E-A-R, fear, right? And how you can overcome it. It doesn't have to define who you are. And you talked about life coaching and business coaching. And for me, it kind of is the same. I've been a business owner for 6 years now. I help other businesses through business coaching, but it's really business life coaching, because it's about manifesting what you want and doing the right things and moving forward in ways that make sense for you to be successful.
Now, if our readers want to get a hard copy of your magazine, mm-hmm. where do they go?
Mm-hmm. So they would have to here locally in Southern Oakland County, and I'm now moving it over to Western Wayne,
Michigan.
In Michigan, it is the easiest place for me to tell people is the grocery stores.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're in other areas as well, and you can find that on our website. But it is the easiest place. As you leave the grocery store, it's you just pick it up.
Right. And right. So once again, we are with Maria Savoy, the founder, the owner, and the publisher of Ideas Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Now, if an advertiser wanted to be in your publication, what kind of businesses are you looking for?
Well, in today's world, if you're not targeting to women,
okay,
I don't care if you're a bell tier. You should be.
Yeah.
So it's every business.
If you're not.
It's every. Women are picking this up. Women are reading it. Women are thirsty for this kind of information.
And they're an economic power.
Right. And oddly enough, men are too. They are picking it up. But, you know.
You're so funny.
I've gotten some really funny emails about men picking it up. Yeah.
You know, I look at the publications and the articles in your magazine. And I am kind of outnumbered, you know, in terms of.
Yes, you are. Now, I do want to let you know that going forward, we're doing a multimedia platform.
Okay.
So I do have the hard magazine in local communities, but we're also doing. We're doing an online magazine. Mm. Even though you can see this one online now, we're doing a bigger. Larger online global magazine starting in January.
Oh, that's great, Maria.
Which will help a lot of people. And
you never run out of ideas, do you?
No. You know, the great thing I always have loved about you is that you think big.
Mm-hmm.
You think globally. And, you know, I really believe that that's the trend of the future.
It is. Yeah. It is.
Before we leave, I want you to talk a little bit about something near and dear to our hearts.
Yes.
Which is the foundation.
Yes.
The Butterfly Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the board of directors.
Yes.
And why now? What touched you about this organization?
So Chip's story.
Okay.
Chip and Lisa St. Clair, their story.
Yeah.
The founders of the Butterfly Foundation.
Yes. You know, I have lived the adversity differently than him, but the same. It's all the same.
Right.
So when I met them, they are the kindest, nicest people. They have the biggest heart, and they want to help. And that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
I want to help others. And so if we can come together and people of like minds come together, mm-hmm. we can
align
make big things happen.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about working alone. It's about working together.
You know, the thing I love about that public, about the Butterfly Foundation
mm-hmm.
is that its potential to save so much money in terms of the criminal justice system.
Yes.
And it's so effective in terms of changing kids' lives because they're taking at-risk kids who are either going to go into a life of drugs and alcohol and crime or productivity and creativity in a fulfilling life. That is so cool, I think. That is so cool.
It helps kids in ways that I don't even know if we truly understand how that could help in so
right.
many ways. You just do what you know is the right thing to do, and it works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know what happens is that kind of vicariously, the parents feel the effect. They get trained.
Right.
I mean, that, as I understand it, they'll come into an art class sometimes and ask for a brush.
And just think of the empowerment for the woman who is not being treated well at home.
Right.
And she becomes empowered.
Yeah.
You know, to make changes in her life as well. So.
You know, the great thing about the foundation and Chip and Lisa is that their marriage provides a model.
Right.
Of how it can be.
Right.
A support, you know, complementing each other, working together. And I think that's really important for the kids to see how a marriage can work. The two become one flesh. And
it's not something they're used to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's lead by example, too.
Mm-hmm. So Maria Savoy.
Yes.
Warrior woman. Founder, owner, publisher of Ideas Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
What would Deanne say about all this?
My mom. She's very proud of me. And I know that. But my mom is a go-getter. I tell you what, she's done her own in her life.
The apple doesn't fall far from the
tree. She moves. She's a mover and shaker.
Mm. Wow.
Let's say there's somebody out there, Maria, who wants to be a mover and shaker.
Mm-hmm.
What book or author would you kind of direct them to?
Oh, my goodness.
I know there's a lot of them.
There are a lot of them.
Besides Ask the Coach in your magazine, that article.
Right. Well, you know, the late Wayne Dyer, I just adore him.
Yeah.
I love his teachings. Carolyn Miss, Joe Vitale, Anthony Robbins, every one of them have a great message. And if we can read their books and learn from them, then we can go out and share this in the same way. Mm. So there are a lot of, you know, people in my life that I will go to and learn from, and you guys actually are one of them.
Thank you.
I very much appreciate talking to both of you on a weekly, daily, maybe basis, where we learn, you know, learn from each other. And that's what it's all about, because then we can carry it on.
What would you say to a prospective entrepreneur that's out there listening to us on either in their car or at home? What advice would you give them?
Mm-hmm. So never work from fear.
Okay.
Is one thing. Be true to who you are and who you want to become, and know that anything is possible. Just take that step. It doesn't matter how small it is. Mm. It's a step towards your dream. And that's what I teach people. Doing nothing, you get nothing.
Mm.
Manifesting does not mean think about it and sit.
Yeah.
It is about moving forward, that one small step. If that's all you can do, it helps.
Mm.
You're a great example of that, Maria. Mm-hmm. You know, someone asked me once, if I could speak to my younger self, what would I say? What little piece of advice would I give? And I immediately said, don't be afraid.
Yep.
So. Mm. Like you said, don't speak to the fear.
Mm-mm.
Easier said than done, but you're proof positive that you can.
You can do it
and achieve your dreams and have your butterfly moment.
Yeah, one of the things that I found most helpful in my life is whatever you think about expands.
Yes,
and so we've got to discipline ourselves to create a vision like you did with your magazine, and that's going to manifest. But if we think about constantly our problems and not focus on solutions,
that's what manifests.
Yeah. The problems will grow.
Think about the resolutions, not the conflict.
And there's a lot of people, you know, out there that is just either complaining and you know, processing, which is okay. But you've got to think solutions, especially in business.
Yes. You know? Yes, for sure.
So give yourself the 5 minutes to process. Is that what you're saying, life coach?
Right.
I do love what I do. I mean, it's just, it's crazy.
It's written all over you, Maria. You glow.
I do. I love helping other people. I love being able to do this. I'm licensing the magazine so other people can open their publication locally.
Now how does that work?
It's, you know, they would just get a hold of me at maria@ideaspublishinggroup.com, show interest that they want to start their own local publication, and then I talk to them and show them how to do it.
Okay. So once again, Maria@ideaspublishinggroup.com
is my email.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I can help others to start theirs.
Who would you say, you know, in making this transition into business, into publishing and that type of thing, besides your mother and inspiration that she gave you, there had to be some kind of business mentors that helped you along the way, that gave you the advice that you needed, you know, because we're all in this together, and sometimes the road less traveled is the most difficult ones, and the best way to do that kind of thing, in terms of what I found, is find somebody who's doing what you want to do and ask them how they did it.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if there's any one person.
Okay.
For me, it is about surrounding myself with people who know more. And that is my definition of success. I can't know everything. I don't want to know everything. So I surround myself with people who know more than I do. So if I'm looking for something, for example, in social media, I'm going to reach out to somebody who knows more than I do, but it is of like minds.
Yeah.
For me. So I don't know that it's any one person that I look to. It's a lot of them.
It's a great philosophy.
Yeah.
Is your daughter involved in, is one of your daughters involved in your magazine?
My daughter, Jen, was, but now she's off wanting to travel for whatever reason. I don't know.
I'm just kidding.
Well, they say travel is the only thing that you spend money on that actually makes you richer. So.
Right, right. Actually, both my daughters were at one point. One helped with social media, and then one was helping with the graphics.
That's great. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a favorite author of mine and speaker, John Asaroff.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives some good advice that I've tried to follow, and it's do what you're good at and do what you love.
Yes.
And in terms of if you don't have a skill,
mm-hmm.
get somebody who loves to do that thing and hire them.
Right.
Yeah. Don't
and
try
they
to do
can
everything
do it better.
Because you can't do everything.
Right.
And you're probably not going to do a good job, mm-hmm. and you're going to be miserable.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And I do want to mention my son Andy. Is doing my web now.
Oh my
so
God.
It is, yes. It is about, yeah. I don't know how to do that.
Surround yourself with people that know more
and
than
I
you.
And I love
Maria.
It when my family can come in and help.
My dad always said, you want your children to steal your thunder.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being with us, Maria. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me. I so appreciate it.
Once again, how can people get in touch with you?
Maria at Eydis, Eydis, publishinggroup.com.
Thank you, Maria. I'd like to say that next week we're going to have Gary Ryan Blair as our guest. He's a creator of the program, the 100-Day Challenge. It's a goal-achieving platform used by over 500,000 people in 90 countries, so we're very excited about that.
Yes, please don't miss it. Gary is my life coach.